my granddaughters was killed. And when she was killed, she was hit by a tow truck, believe it or not. I really wasn't a Facebook person. But I got on Facebook and I was sharing what was happening. And my wife said, well, why are you, you know, you don't do Facebook, and you certainly, when you do, you don't express yourself this way. And, you know, the only answer I had was, it's my primal scream. Because we all have these primal screams within us that when we are hurt so much, we are devastated so much, it has to come out at some point in time. And that was in some method. That was my primal scream. I'm a professor of death. My granddaughter was killed, I remember, on Easter Sunday. My son said to me, my oldest son said to me, he said, Dad, does all the studying on death and dying, does it help you with Olivia? I said, not at all. It was very demonstrative of the fact that death happens on different levels within our lives, too. And that, you know, it's up here, it's emotional, it's spiritual, it's almost physical in nature. That's why we sometimes have to cry it out to get that emotion. It's why we have, why bereavement happens in waves, because it's just there and it just keeps, you know, it comes and then it goes. And sometimes the waves are bigger than the others, but they're there. And over time, you begin to learn the same way you do at the beach. When different kinds of waves come at you, you move in different kinds of ways.